live from E-Town Hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. It's E-Town with this week's musical guest. From Minneapolis, Minnesota, Rhymesayers recording artist Brother Ali. And from San Francisco, California, Yep Brock recording artist Chuck Prophet. I'm Helen Forrester. Right now, please join me in welcoming our host, Nick Forrester.
Thank you, Ellen. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to E-Town Hall, our kind of solar-powered musical community space. Glad you're here. So this week, we're going to talk a little bit about comfort zones. This is the place where we all feel kind of familiar surroundings, people we know, faces we recognize, sights and sounds that don't jar or surprise us. And so the opposite of a comfort zone, that's adventure and discovery and surprise and maybe a little danger or fear, and if we're lucky, a connection, some learning, making us a little more awake, a little more alive. And, you know, we all work to get more comfortable, you know, a nicer home or a nicer car or whatever. But generally, good music and art does not come from the comfort zone. And we've got good music and art this week. And I bet for some of you, the hip-hop culture and hip-hop music may not be what you're familiar with or part of your comfort zone. And if it is, maybe surfer, guitar-playing, singer-songwriters are not part of your comfort zone. Who knows? But the idea is that we're going to experiment and wake up, and if it all works, it's going to enrich us in some way. I want to just mention that here on this stage a couple years ago, we had hip-hop artist Atmosphere, Slug and Ant. We're here at E-Town Hall. Rhymesayers Records from Minneapolis. And it was great having them here, and they had a great time, and that began the conversation about our first guest. You know, this is not what they were used to, because they're used to playing at Red Rocks with thousands of fans who know all the words to their stuff. But they had a great time, and it was really an eye-opener for us as well. And as I say, began this conversation, and we were able to discover this remarkable poet and rapper who's really on a spiritual journey. He's awake. He's paying attention. We're really glad he's here. Please help me welcome to E-Town for his first visit, Brother Ali.
Peace, do you feel good in here tonight? Say, yes, I do. Do you feel good in here tonight? Say, yes, I do. Yes, yes. I'm Brother Ali. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, from the Rhymesayers crew. Very happy to be in Boulder. We have a new album coming out tomorrow that goes like this. You're not using your heart for what hearts are for. They've been trying to shut us down our whole life. Yes, thank God for healing. You ain't gotta get me lit, I got my own life. I thank God for listening. Listen, you've been trying to build me up my whole life. Yes, I thank God for building. You ain't gotta get me lit, I got my own life. I thank God I'm living. Lately I feel like a stranger. Maybe I ain't from here. World's going crazy. How could that be unclear? Know that I'm a soldier. Hearts on my battleground. Sword been in the holster. Had to come back around. I ain't got a holiday. I just had to meditate. I ain't got a lot to say. But the ancestors made. Speaking to the whole globe. Numbers don't occur to me. You can listen solo, cause you're the whole world to me. I jump in with both feet. Nothing low key. You can find me where I'm supposed to be. Where my folks be. If you listen very close, you know who chose me. Nothing that I own owns me, and so I'm so free. I remember being hungry, needing groceries. Nighttime getting no sleep till my nose bleed. Got a message to the police. You're not using your heart for what hearts are for. They've been trying to shut us down our whole life. I thank God for healing. And you ain't gotta give me lit, I got my own life. I thank God for listening. Listen, you've been trying to build me up my whole life. I thank God for building. You ain't gotta get me lit, I got my own life. I thank God I'm living. And not for one second, I believe what you're telling me. I know you invent the disease and sell the remedy. Universe is sending me centuries of memories. So the very breath that I breathe is all I ever need. I got that Muhammad Ali up in my pedigree. Yes, I'll be speaking my peace up in my 70s. Ain't worried about you threatening me, I'm just being honest. I ain't buying fear just because that's all they got left. We just wanna make love till we wake up. I believe whoever ever made us envision greatness. You know they love to paint us with the same brush. Wanna entertain us until we fill our grave up. Alright, okay, but when it's all said and it's all done, and I look back at the trophies I won, I will only count one. I'm using my heart for what hearts are for. They've been trying to shut us down our whole life, life. I thank God for healing, and you ain't gotta get me lit. I got my own life, life. I thank God for listening. Listen, you've been trying to build me up my whole life, life. I thank God for building. You ain't gotta get me lit. I got my own life, life. I thank God I'm living, and I know who I am. I know whose I am. On your wings I fly, in your shoes I stand. I'm animated by love, I don't move by chance. Any stage I touch, any place I stand, there y'all land. Living in this world as it is, a cracked vessel I am. No more and no less than a man. Any possessions that I have, that's just in my hand. I balance them the best that I can. I'm not making no claims, but I'm using this heart for what hearts are for. They've been trying to shut us down our whole life. Thank you very much.
Welcome to E-Town, Brother Ali. So glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
You know, it's what hearts are made for, what hearts are really, you know, for. These are beautiful themes. Mm. And I love the fact that you're having fun, you're entertaining people, but you're also sharing this kind of quest. You're on this spiritual journey. You're looking for enlightenment, but you're also looking for fairness and standing up for injustice. And
right. They're absolutely connected.
Yeah.
They're absolutely connected. Justice essentially means that things are in their proper balance and proportion. I'm an activist and an organizer and all of those things. And sometimes it can be very alluring and easy to demand justice in the world and to demand that people be justly dealt with in the outside world, especially when the outside world is so overtly and unapologetically evil and corrupt in a time like what we have right now. It's very easy to see all of the evil in these people, you know, that are in power. What can be more difficult is to demand that I'm just to myself. Yeah. And to demand that I'm just to the people around me and really heal to the point where the heart starts to really be in a good balance and a good alignment.
Right.
Our hearts would have to be completely dead to watch, young black men be killed in the street every day by, paid officers of the state. And the only thing they have in common is that they're black. We would have to really be dead or have had experienced hundreds of years of trauma.
Right.
You know, trauma stores in the body and it stores inside of us, and we actually inherit it from the people that came before us.
Yeah.
And so trauma causes people to either fight or flight or freeze. So if you think about the fact that, you know, the black community has 400 plus years of being traumatized and being victimized, that causes a fight and a flight. Also, European American people have hundreds of years of the people in power attacking human beings and dehumanizing human beings. And the heart doesn't like that. The human heart doesn't like seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
But for hundreds of years, European American people knew that if I say anything or if I do anything, I could be next. And so in the European American community, there's a shutting down that happens. When we see those things, like, I don't know what to do, you know what I mean? And so the healing of the hearts is really the beginning of all of this stuff.
Right. Let me ask you a little bit about where this started, because I know that you've been writing just from your songs. I get some stories like your song, Pray For Me. You write about a time when your mother wanted to help you fit in, I guess, by helping you change your hair color or whatever. Right?
Yeah. She was a dark-haired woman. She was adopted by Norwegian people in the upper Midwest. And so she dyed her hair to blend in. So when I started going to school, the kids at school used to ridicule me for being albino and what it means to walk into a room and be physically unacceptable to people.
Right.
Was something that she wasn't used to. So she dyed her hair because she already basically was a pretty white lady that could blend into her family, into a community, just change the hair to blonde and it's all good. For me, it was a lot different. So she tried to dye my hair, and hair dye works with the color that's in your hair already. It like links to it. So since I don't have any,
you
it turned
have
my
no
hair
pigment.
Purple.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is not better than white.
No.
So then finally she figured out. We went to an expensive place where this lady figured out how to make my hair blonde, and I wore these tinted glasses so that they couldn't see that my eyes are red and my eyelashes are white and stuff. And it was kind of weird to like pull a towel off and see myself like look like a standard issue Caucasoid. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that's what I would look like if I wasn't an albino, maybe. But it never quite looks right. You know what I mean? And what my mother didn't realize, because she didn't have that wealth of experience, is that to have a person change their appearance to become acceptable to the people that are dehumanizing them is one of the worst things you can do for somebody's psyche and for their soul.
You got no safe place at that point, right?
No, because like I'm not safe in my body.
Yeah.
Basically, what I've decided is that they're right about what they say about me. And they get to determine what I am and what my worth is and what I essentially am at my core. These people have decided that I'm not worthy of them. And by trying to appeal to them and appease them, I've said, you know, psychically that they're right. So it was an African-American woman that taught me about, she said, you know, Elvis Presley invented the pompadour because he was trying to look like Muddy Waters. He wanted to be Muddy Waters, the great blues man. He wanted to be Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters' hair was a perm and a process because he was trying to look acceptable in a white supremacist environment.
Like Elvis.
Yeah. So you got this weird thing where like, you know, all of these different layers of people kind of imitating each other. And she said, James Brown solved all of that with Black is Beautiful.
Black is Beautiful.
Say it loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. So the idea of Black is Beautiful is what made me learn how I can actually live in the world. And, you know, what I've said, the reason why so many people love hip-hop music and why so many people love Black music, because make no mistake, there's no American music that's not Black music, rock and roll and country included. And so the reality, because of the fact that all of us through the process of modernization lost our lineage. So, you know, we begin to forget that, like, oh, yeah, before somebody told me I was white, I used to be German, or I used to be Dutch, or I used to be Greek, or I used to be Albanian, or I used to be, and those things meant something. Mm-hmm. And we traded that in for this idea of white. And what the hell does white mean? It just means you're at the top of the totem pole. So what's happening is that so many European American people are deciding, like, oh, I don't like this white supremacy thing. My heart is not okay with it. But the problem then is, who am I after that? Because we don't know who we are. And even if we were to know, oh, I'm Polish. If you go to Poland, they have the same iPod and Twitter and Facebook and Netflix as everybody else. They're eating McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? Well, so there's no way to really reconnect with what it meant to be a human being.
Right.
Like, never did people not know their lineage. Never did, in the history of the world that I'm aware of, did people think that they were better than their ancestors, smarter than their parents. Like, this is really weird and new. Mm-hmm. And so one of the ways that I was able to reconnect with what it means to be a human being, and this is really why we all gravitate towards Black culture so much, even though we don't necessarily know how to interact with Black people. But we like the culture because it's like, this is a person who has held on to some of the essence of what the missing pieces of humanity are alive and well.
Music does that, I think. Music
brings
people together in ways where that's the fun, that's the where we connect, not the details.
Yeah.
In case you just tuned in, you're listening to E-Town. I'm here with Brother Ali. We are on the radio, remember that?
The opinions expressed by the bald man on stage are not necessarily those of...
No, I mean, I, you know, you're here for a reason.
I know.
You know, the beauty of this whole conversation is that, you know, we met today, but I know that we have a lot in common. We have friends in common. Mm-hmm. But the travel, the journey, the opportunity to, as you say, find out what kind of a person you're going to be, that begins for all of us. That begins for all of us as we're becoming aware, becoming awake. And for some people, there's real struggle. For some people, there's real hurdles and thresholds and giant oppression and giant obstacles and giant challenges.
Absolutely.
For others, it's easier, but there's a lot in common to that struggle.
Everybody's got that thing. Everybody's got their big hill that they got to get over. And for everybody, whatever your biggest hill is the biggest hill in your world.
And then you find what you have in common with others, and then you think about your skills, your gifts, and the opportunities you have to lift up your community.
Yeah.
And that's the journey you're on, that's the journey I'm on, that's everybody here.
And this project you have here is incredibly beautiful.
Thank you.
Really, really amazing.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ali. We are... Well, listen, we've got more music to get to. I assume you've got, you're 39 years old. Do you have kids?
I do.
Yeah.
I have a 17-year-old son.
Yeah.
And I have a 9-year-old girl.
Yeah. Is your song Dear Black Son?
That's for my son.
Yeah.
Yeah. So somebody else might not have a black son, but you love somebody that you're worried about and that you care for and that you can't protect. And so those things, like you said, like the way that music and the way that this type of expression really unites hearts.
And that's a universal struggle from a father to a son, but you're talking about the things that he'll be judged for that have nothing to do with him.
That's
or
right.
The things he's done.
Right.
It's a powerful song, as are many on your record. So I thought it was a really good record, so congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Let's get back to music. Welcome back to E-Town, Brother Ali.
So we had some songs planned for you, but after the beautiful conversation we had, I think we're going to play some of the songs that we talked about. Last word. Dear Black Son, there's people you've never met who fear and hate you for something that you never did. And these people are so self-convinced, sometimes they pull a trigger, call it self-defense. And in that sad insanity, their fear is realer to them than your humanity. But that's their problem, it's not yours. Listen to your pop for a second. These are the confessions of a father brokenhearted who don't know how to pull his only son out of a target. They lied when they said it was the bottom where you started. You were a king long before them ships departed. You were not defined by anybody else's crimes. You don't need to answer for what happens in their minds. You were not defined by their imaginary lines. You don't need permission to exist with the divine. In fact, you don't need permission from no one, including me. You need not do anything but be. Just breathe. Whatever you dream, let it mean you're free. Tears on your cheek never made nobody weak. Sometimes you gotta grieve, let it burn, let it bleed, then let yourself heal. Pray to God that it will. You got a spirit that a bullet can't kill. That doesn't make it any less real. They say it takes a man to raise a man. You're slipping through my hands like grains of sand. And here I stand, trying to wrestle with the hourglass. Maybe see how long I could make an hour last. Raising a man, you're slipping through my hands like grains of sand. And here I stand, trying to wrestle with the hourglass. Maybe see how long I can make an hour last. Dear Black Son, dear Black Son, I can't protect you like I want to. I never judge you. All that I can do is love you. And that's all anyone can ever do is love you. All I could do is wonder, how can anyone not love you? They recognize divine in you, and so they try to find themselves by defining you. They're living in this myth that they don't want to lose, and now they're too terrified to face your kind of truth. But every single time you shine, it's proof that they might have threw a chain around your body, never conquered you. They don't always honor you, but they love your culture. Let me show you how to move when the laws approach you. It's best to keep your hands where they can see them, and try to understand that you're not even what they're peeping. They don't see a sweet kid that loves his little sister. Their minds are seeing 500 years of pictures. In fact, they don't visualize a kid. They see grown man imagery, mythic masculinity. But you are not their fetishes or fears, nor my ambitions and tears. Nothing can interfere. We gotta trust the seeds once we sow them. We hold them when they're growing, but we never really own them. We love up on them and play with them, pray for them, and cling very closely to their moments. They say it takes a man to raise a man. You're slipping through my hands like grains of sand. And here I stand, trying to wrestle with the hourglass. Maybe see how long I can make an hour last. Simply raising a man who's slipping through my hands like grains of sand. And here I stand, trying to wrestle with the hourglass. Maybe see how long I can make an hour last. Dear Black Son, thank you very much.
That's Brother Ali, along with Last Word. The DJ, the record is called All the Beauty in This Whole Life, out on Rhymesayers Records from Minneapolis. These guys will be back later on to play some more music later on in the show.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by Silk. the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. And by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at zayo.com. That's Zayo.com. And by the way, if you're curious about E-Town's home base, E-Town Hall, our beautiful solar-powered music community center located in downtown Boulder, Colorado, you can learn more about it on our website, etown.org. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. We're going to have more music coming up from Brother Ali in just a little while. And also joining us on stage in just a bit is great songwriter Chuck Prophet is here from San Francisco. Before Chuck comes out, you know, since we started, music, of course, has been a big part of what we do. And we also try to remember that music connects us, brings us together in lots of different ways, and that we have lots in common, more than we sometimes might think, across languages and cultures. And we are connected, certainly, in this common home of ours, our shared planet that we could all be taking better care of. And that's kind of where we started when we started the show, and we're sticking to it. This week is no exception. We've got a great guest who's going to help us learn some things, also slightly out of our comfort zone, most likely. So here comes Helen to tell you more about this week's guest.
Thanks, Nick. Our guest this week, Laura Tenenbaum, hadn't always intended to go into science. In fact, she'll tell you, she thought science was not for her. But things changed in her junior year of college when she took an oceanography course. During that class, an encounter with sea slugs, of all things, totally captivated her, and Laura's career path veered sharply toward the world of science. Nowadays, she's currently working at NASA on their project called Oceans Melting Greenland, or OMG, as it's known. Seems like NASA has a sense of humor. Anyways, she's here to tell us about that project, why it's important, and what they're finding. She's also here to share her passion for educating the general public about the scientist in all of us. So please join me in welcoming from Burbank, California, Laura Tenenbaum.
Welcome, Laura. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
So working for NASA sounds very impressive, but Helen mentioned that it all started out with sea slugs. What was that about?
For me, I've always identified with things that are small and delicate and vulnerable, mm-hmm. things that most people ignore, things that people walk by. But once you start to look closely at them, it kind of blows your mind.
Well, you were obviously moved and inspired. You became a teacher. You became now engaged with NASA. And as I understand it, you went to Greenland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
NASA has satellite missions, but NASA also has what's called airborne campaigns. So sometimes what we do is we mount instruments on airplanes and fly them around in regional areas. So we were measuring the glaciers and we were measuring the ocean right around Greenland's coastline from a modified airplane. So literally it's a flying science laboratory.
Wow. So we know about the ice sheets melting. We know this is a thing. We don't like it, but it's coming. And why should we all care about it?
Well, I mean, there's so many reasons why we should care. I mean, it affects us economically when we have sea level rise, and it affects our health. Mm-hmm. A huge percentage of the population globally lives very close to the coastline, and they're suffering when there's flooding and inundation. I mean, Lower Manhattan, Miami in America, Tuvalu and Maldives, and there's so many places that are seeing inundation already.
I want to mention, in case you just tuned in and you're listening to E-Town, I'm here with Laura Tenenbaum. I saw your TED Talk, and one of the things that was great about your TED Talk is that you talked about how NASA has this motto, dare mighty things. And in the face of these big problems, climate change, the sea level rising, and these ice sheets melting, you are fierce. And you're feeling like this is not just I'm not helpless. This is a challenge, and we can meet the challenge.
Yeah, I think the dare mighty things came from Roosevelt originally, was a quote, and it's on the building where I work. I walk past it every day. And those three words, to me, they talk directly to me. It doesn't say, oh, well, do something really easy or kind of give up. It tells me to kind of run toward something hard. And that's what I want to tell people, too. And the way I see climate change, this is the greatest opportunity of our lifetime, this huge challenge.
Right.
We have this amazing opportunity to farm energy rather than hunt and gather it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right now we hunted and gathered fossil fuels, right?
And, right?
But we have an opportunity to farm them through solar farms and wind farms and all these other technologies that are already in place. And it's a great opportunity. It's just going to be hard.
Right.
It's a huge challenge. It's a huge opportunity. Let's grow. Let's do this.
Yeah. We, by the way, are in a building where we didn't bring any fossil fuels into the building. There's no natural gas or anything coming in the building. It's all solar powered. You got a big solar array up on the roof. So Brother Ali was talking about his, you know, the beauty in nature and beauty around us. And you, I know, as Helen was mentioning, have an interest in encouraging all of us to sort of think like a scientist. In other words, be curious, be awake, engage with nature in whatever way we can.
Sure. Well, I think you hear this, or I hear this so much. Like, you hear people like, I'm not a scientist. You know, how often do you hear somebody say that, right? But as children, we're born naturally curious, all of us, mm-hmm. right? The human brain is wired to think critically. The human brain is wired to objectively observe the world around us. And of course, the human brain is completely wired to seek the truth. That's what we do as humans. So this idea of saying that we're going to separate the world into science people and non-science people, we need to get past that. Everybody can think like a scientist. When people find out I work at NASA, they say, oh, I used to love science when I was a kid. Well, what happened? How did we tell people that they're not smart enough, that their brain isn't enough? And now's the time. Let's bring everybody in. Everybody has a science spark. Let's ignite that spark.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming here and just reminding us that we can all get engaged, we can all connect, we can pay attention to the natural world a little, and we can actually be observers, we can participate if we want to through local natural history museums and other programs, and we can also get on the NASA website and see what you guys are up to and watch what the OMG project is all about. Meanwhile, thanks so much for coming by, Laura. Appreciate your visit.
To our listeners, if you'd like to find out more about Laura Tenenbaum and the Oceans Melting Greenland Project, you'll find out more on our website. You can go there and we'll have the exact link that you need at etown.org. Also, feel free to take a moment and send us your feedback and comments about this segment or the show in general if you like. You can connect with us through Twitter, Facebook, and through snail mail, or as I like to say, the old-fashioned way, at Box 954, Boulder, Colorado, 80306.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Laura. So we got more music coming up from Brother Ali in just a little while. Right now, I'm going to tell you what's next. Chuck Prophet is an American musical treasure. There's really no other way to say it. He's a songwriter, producer, guitarist, studio hound. He was part of the desert punk psychedelic band called Green on Red that inspired Nirvana and many others. He's written songs and made records constantly since he got out of high school. His songs have been in film and on television. He's even done some acting, but mostly he's out there just working. He's a working musician, drives to shows with his band. That includes his wife, Stephanie Finch. He's got a new record called Bobby Fuller Died for Your Sins, and he's here on his own this time playing with the band. Please welcome back Chuck Prophet.
I could be anywhere when I hear and jumps.
Bobby Fuller died for your sins.
I ain't never seen a movie that moved me half as much.
Bobby Fuller died for your sins.
I could be anywhere when I hear that sound. Take me back. This is a song called Jesus Was a Social Drinker.
Thank you.
never had a synthesizer, a laptop, or even a pen. But he wrote a best-selling novel. Yes, he did. Disappeared and was never heard from again. He was an all-round decent dude, but he had his share of rough nights. Yeah, and the more I learn about him, well, the more respect I have for the guy. Hey! Tell me where it hurts, I'll tell you what to feel. Walk me in the water, mama, and I'll wash you in the water. Tell you what to feel. Wash me in the water, mama. Come on, wash me in the water. Hey, hey, keyboard, come on!
Chuck Prophet, welcome back. The new record, Bobby Fuller, Died for Your Sins.
Thank
is
you.
That the I Fought the Law, Bobby Fuller? Is that that guy?
Yeah, for those who don't know, Bobby Fuller was a guy that came out of El Paso, Texas. He and his brother, Randy Fuller, had a band called the Bobby Fuller Four. And in the late 50s and early 60s, they just ruled the scene in El Paso. They had the biggest teen dance band that they could have. And Bobby Fuller was a real Buddy Holly protege, you know, to the extent that they were so obsessed with Buddy Holly that after Buddy Holly died, they noticed that his records were recorded in Clovis, New Mexico. So they got in a car and they started asking around in New Mexico. And people said, yeah, you want to go over here? This is where the studio is. And Norman Petty, who ran the studio, was nice enough to give him a tour and also apparently a lecture on the perils of the music business, which they didn't listen to, thankfully. And they got about as far as they could in El Paso. So they headed out to California in search of the California dream. And when they got there, not only were they totally out of step with the times, because by the time they got there, it was all about the Beach Boys and Bangs and the Birds. And that's just the Bees. And they were these like greasers, you know, from Texas. And but they did record a record when they got out there called I Fought the Law, and it went up the charts. And unfortunately, Bobby was found dead in his car under mysterious circumstances in front of the apartment where he lived with his mom in Hollywood. And it was ruled a suicide, and it's never really been solved to this day.
That's a cheery little subject to name a record after.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's like, hey, I'm sorry, but yeah.
It's a story. It's a powerful story, really. And, you know, it's funny because you are one of those artists that's, you're so entertaining and jolly on stage, and a lot of your songs have a sense of humor. And then the poetry and the storytelling sneaks through, and this is some very heavy stuff that you're writing about and inspired by. But, of course, it feels good going down.
Well, I grew up in a true crime family, you know. I mean, my mother is a church-going, you know, grew up Catholic. But we had all those true crime books in our house, and I'm beginning to understand that that's probably where it started, you know. In fact, even recently, I called my mom and I said, hey, Mom, I was thinking about coming over. And she said, not now, honey. Call me later. Cold Case Files is about to start. So, I don't know.
She's got her priorities straight.
Yeah.
So, Chuck, you've been through this whole transition, you know, really starting young and getting in a band and touring and getting signed to a major label and making records, and then seeing the music business also kind of go through its disruptions. You getting sober was part of this whole transition, but you've kind of come through all this stuff now, and you're still so productive. You're still really respected. You're busy. Are you able to even like think back and look at the music world in such a way so you could give someone some advice or like help somebody get started now or anything like that?
Well, you really need to listen to your heart, you know, and do something that you believe in. And if it's fun for you, well, then maybe other people will find it fun as well. Find your heroes, study the masters, but also don't forget that your heroes are pretty much full of it about a third of the time. So, you know, as you learn when you get older, that's about all the advice I have.
Well, it's cool. It's cool that you have found a community too. You know, we were talking with Brother Ali about, you know, finding these different communities, these sort of pockets of places and people. Yeah. And you've traveled a lot. I mean, you've been in lots and lots of other countries playing music, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And so that makes you kind of a global citizen. So
yeah.
Well, we're glad you're still doing that, and we're glad you're here. Welcome back, if you would. Chuck Prophet.
That was a pleasure, yeah. Good. This was a record that was written in a year where... not only did we lose so many heroes, people like Prince and David Bowie and Harper Lee, and I think it's safe to say that no matter what you believe in or who you believe in, it was a year that really put all of our faith to the test. And so I think the election year is kind of in the DNA of this record. And this next song is called Bad Year for Rock and Roll. I'm all dressed up in my mohair suit, just watching Peter Sellers and thinking of you. I'm wondering where it's all gonna end.
Chuck Prophet from San Francisco, California. The record is called Bobby Fuller Died for Your Sins, along with the E-Tones, Christian Thiel, Ron Jolly, Chris Engelman, and Helen Forster. Chuck Prophet.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination, on the web at bohemianfoundation.org. By the way, if you've just tuned in late and you've missed some of this week's show, or maybe you want to hear it again or share it with one of your friends, there is a podcast of this episode and other past E-Town shows as well. Those are available for free in Google Play, iTunes, and other podcast directories. If you were looking for a particular show, each show is listed under the names of our visiting artists. You're listening to E-Town.
Forster, I'd like to say hello to our listeners who hear E-Town on stations like KBUU in Malibu, California, on WUMB in Boston, Massachusetts, and on the environmentally friendly community radio station KDXI in St. George, Utah. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And as always, if you want more information about any of our guests, you want to see videos of just exactly how bizarre this whole evening is going, all that stuff is on the web at etown.org. Okay, so far so good. We have heard from NASA about all the changes that are going on and how we've got this and we can figure this out. We've heard all kinds of different music. And right now, please help me welcome back, along with Last Words DJ, Brother Ali.
All right, so we're gonna get to story time now. We talked about the story a little bit. What's up, man? Somebody pray for me. Pray for me. Somebody please pray for me. What more could you say to me? All right, so this is the song about we were talking about a minute ago. It goes like this here. First day of third grade, topic of discussion at the kickball game is, who's a new student, why's he look that way? An 8-year-old expert determined I've got AIDS. A vote must have been taken, it became my name. I mean, literally, AIDS was my name, okay? It made its way around the school and eventually heard a teacher tried to catch herself as she yelled it to me. I tried to be invisible, honestly, wishing that the crown would just open up, swallow me. What type of crime did I commit for this mockery? Guess I must have lost some kind of cosmic lottery. How am I processing this at a baby's age? It felt like I had a gut full of razor blades. I fantasized someone else would come take my place. These people taught me to hate my face. Somebody please pray for me. My atheist friends just meditate for me. I need somebody to pray for me. This is not okay for me. What more could you say to me? Alright. So you go to the part about my mom, okay? On that imagine how my mama felt. Obviously, she's trying to offer me some type of help. Pretty white lady never probably dealt with this particular type of hell. If she dyed my hair blonde, maybe I could blend. Get a better response, maybe even a friend. She took me to the salon, put chemicals in my head. When he took the towel off, it was purple in the end. A lot of money spent just to get me presentable. Message that it said, the real you ain't acceptable. I know what she meant, what else could she expect to do? That was just the fence that she viewed perception through. And so eventually I began to see that what grows out of me is my dirty little secret. And had to go back every few weeks to keep it. I think that part depressed me the deepest. Somebody please pray for me.
Blessings, blessings.
Bless this heart. Somebody please pray for me.
Blessings, blessings.
My atheist friends meditate for me. I'm gonna start saying that when we do the chorus. Somebody please pray for me. So here's a good part. Thank God for the grown-ups. The roll up when they know it's time to hold us. The elder queen showed so much homegrown love. She said hair doesn't die, but your soul does. She told me Elvis wore his hair in that pompadour, cause he was trying to look like Muddy Waters more. But he was frying his crown so that he could lay it down like a white boy. They called that a conk before, until James Brown came, kicked down that door. Said loud, I'm black and I'm proud, my boy. That's the meaning behind the afros and all. Get free, being what it is that you know you are. She said beauty's the splendor of truth. You never cut loose till you're suitable to you. And your living is the proof, just let it do what it do. Now watch them follow suit and try to catch up to you. Somebody must have prayed for me.
Blessings, blessings,
Lord have mercy. Somebody please pray for me.
Blessings, blessings,
my atheist friends meditate for me.
Blessings, blessings,
just think something great for me. What more could you say to me? It's not okay for me. Somebody please pray for me. Thank you. Thank you for that. Last word on the mix.
Brother Ali. Along with Last Word, the record is called All the Beauty in This Whole Life. From Minneapolis, Minnesota. We've got time for one more song. We're going to get everybody out on stage now. I want to thank all our guests. We've had a great time this week. I want to thank Chuck Prophet for coming out from San Francisco. I want to thank Laura Tenenbaum talking to us about science and NASA and how we can all get involved and bring science into our lives in ways that are meaningful and important. Thanks to Brother Ali for coming out from Minneapolis. And I don't know about you, but I feel like my comfort zone was expanded a little bit this time around. I got some more places that feel like home. Meanwhile, I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
Standing on a corner, suitcase in my hand. Jackson is corset, Jane is in a vest. Me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Riding the Studs Bearcut Gym. You know, those were different times. All the poets studied rules of verse, and the ladies, they rolled their eyes. Jack, he's a banker, and Jane, she is a clerk, and both of them save their monies when they come home from work. Ooh, sitting by the fire, the radio does play some classical music for y'all. It's the march of the wooden soldiers. You can hear Jack say, come on, baby.
Sweet Jane, sweet Jane, sweet Jane.
Okay. I don't want to see you on the screen. I want to feel you in the flesh and on the scene. I love discover your words and what they mean, but there's so much to say and the spaces in between. I don't wanna watch dots disappear. Listen here, first reaction is crystal clear. I want your uncut sentiment before you had a chance to second guess and edit it. I love you for the first draft, you. All the technology on earth can't improve. No special effects and no Santa Claus. This is uncut acoustic and analog. Lifetime measured in breaths. The face is a mirror that the heart reflects. When the eyes meet, they directly connect. That's what you call true special effects. Say it now.
Sweet Jane. Sweet Jane, Sweet Jane,
play guitar.
E-Town's produced by a donor-supported nonprofit organization. To make an Achievement Award nomination or comment on the show in general, feel free to visit our website, etown.org, or contact us through Twitter or our two Facebook pages. Distribution of E-Town is made possible by our family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you.
Now, some people like to go out dancing. Other people, they gotta work. And there's even some evil mothers. Tell you everything's just dirt, and that women never really faint, and villains always blink their eyes, and children's are the only ones who really blush, and life is just to die.
Chuck Prophet, The E-Tones, Helen, Last Word, Brother Ali, all of you guys, we'll see you next time.
This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.